know that the participation of the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace at the World Water Forum goes back a long time. Why did the Pontifical Council think it was important for you to be there?
Well, you know, water is an essential element for life. Without water, there is no life. And so, of course, the defense that we have of the human being and of life is the first reason for why we participate in this kind of big gathering, where one of the aim is to create a kind of sensibility and to let people be aware of this big question of water. And especially, this is what we have been pushing in the three previous forums. It was the recognition of the right to water as a fundamental right of the human being. So we are happy that at this forum we can say that it has been recognized last year as a fundamental right. And so I can say that we are quite satisfied in this sense.
Can you tell me a little bit about this document called Water, an Essential Element for Life?
We prepared, we reflected on this question around a document that we will publish in a short time. But this document or the reflection we have done in the Pontifical Council had the aim to review and just to synthesize the three previous documents that were issued in the same occasion, and then also to see at what point where we are with this question, with the question of water, and that that there is a lot to do, even if there is quite a good improvement, especially in the sector of the drinkable water. But there is a lot to do, especially in the sanitation problem, which has to see with the health of the population, especially of the poor people.
These are very large meetings. There are a lot of participants. How do you participate? Are you in the roundtable discussions? Can you tell us a little bit how it works there?
Yes, well, I participated this morning in a high-level roundtable discussion on the item of Africa. And it was a very, very interesting meeting. First of all, the title was High-Level Roundtable Water for Development in Africa. And, well, if I can say that I was not surprised, but I was aware of a new organization which seems to be quite important and effective in Africa. This is the Council of the Ministers of Water, all the ministers of water of Africa. So it seems to be quite an effective organization where they meet and they exchange information, good practices and politics to be followed, to solve or to try to solve this question. So on the other hand, I was much more aware of this link in between the problem of water and energy. And so this is a kind of also a preparation for the Rio meeting next June. And so I can say that it was a really interesting roundtable where I could also take the floor and tell shortly the activity of the John Paul II Foundation for the Sahel, which is quite a good initiative that was taken by Pope John Paul II in 1984. And that helped a lot in this question of the projects to fight the desertification in 9 countries of the Sahel in Africa.
You were saying earlier that it is a satisfaction for you that finally water has been recognized as a fundamental human right. Is there a new focus this year? Is there a new message that you are trying to get across?
Well, the urgency and the fact that we have to act more fast. I understand that the urgency is there to help people, especially on the health questions, but also we have to change a bit mentality. This consumerism, we must be aware that this is also a question of justice, not to exceed in the consumption.
How is your presence taken by other delegates at the forum? How is the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace viewed?
sometimes they're a little bit surprised, people, and so on. This is the first time they see a layperson and a woman just represent this forum for the Holy See. But I must say that the little, my short intervention was quite well accepted, and must say that, for instance, there was also following to this a kind of expression of gratefulness from a couple of ministers, of African ministers, for the work that is done in Africa by the missionaries that work a lot to help with this question of the water.